Have you ever sat down to a plate of veal, ham, or foie gras and wondered where it came from? Have you wondered about the lives of these animals that are now a gourmet dinner? While people dine quietly with crystal and candlelight, animals on industrial farms are living out some of their worst nightmares. Factory farms, or concentrated animal feed operations, as they're called in agribusiness, are massive farms that began to take root in this country in the mid-20th century. Most meat, milk, and eggs here actually now come from factory farms. Factory farms crowd, confine, and systematically mutilate animals. Confinement can be immobilizing, as in the case of veal crates and pig gestation crates. Mutilation includes practices such as cauterizing birds' beaks, notching pigs' ears, and cutting off pigs' tails, among other things. People from around Massachusetts gathered in front of the State House on March 14th to support two bills that address factory farming practices. I went out to the street to capture some of their perspectives and reasons for being there.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Carolyn.
And what's this rally about today?
I think it's about a lot of things, but mainly it's just about boycotting cruel farming practices and boycotting cruelty in general and bringing attention to animal cruelty. It's something that people would care about if they knew about, and I think that that's really important.
What kind of farming practices are going on here in Massachusetts?
Well, all kinds, but right now we're kind of focusing on veal crates, which are pretty notorious. Also pig gestation crates, which are just as cruel as veal crates. And another thing we're focusing on is the foie gras, force feeding of birds, which is also notoriously cruel. So those are kind of the big three, but there are so many other farming practices which are incredibly cruel as well.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Helen Rashik, and I'm with the Massachusetts Animal Rights Coalition.
And can you tell us about some of the details of this campaign? What exactly are people campaigning against? What are the factory farming practices that are so objectionable?
The practices we're here today for are veal and pig gestation crates, and also force feeding of ducks and geese to produce foie gras. Our group, the Massachusetts Animal Rights Coalition, has been doing demos to support the two bills that are being filed here today for the last year. The first bill is to ban force feeding of ducks and geese. The standard practice for producing foie gras is to force feed ducks and geese until they their livers become so diseased that they are 10 times the normal size. At that point, the animals are so sick, they can't move. We have film footage of rats eating these poor animals alive because they're so weak. They're also crated into factory farm type crates in which they can't even move. For the ducks and geese, this happens when they're very young. At a few weeks old, they start being force fed and caged in these tiny, awful cages. The other bill is for pigs and veal calves. Dairy calves are chained up and crated, they can't move, and fed an anemic poor diet so that their flesh will stay white and as tender as possible. Gestation pigs, these are pigs who are kept just to breed, are kept in cages so small, called gestation crates, that they can't move and often can't even stand up. And they're just bred, artificially inseminated and bred over and over again until they're spent and then they're dragged off to the slaughterhouse. And those are the most egregious forms of animal cruelty that we know of. And so today we're here to try to get those banned in Massachusetts.
Some other states and other nations have already taken a stand on these animal abuses. California, for example, has banned the force feeding of ducks, as have nine other countries, with Germany, Italy, and the Czech Republic among them. Florida has banned the use of gestation crates for breeding sows. According to Animal Rights International, veal crates are banned in the UK and, starting in 2007, will be banned throughout the European Union.
Hi, what's your name?
Trista Allman.
And why did you come out here today?
Because I'm a big advocate for the fair treatment and non-cruelty to animals and finding alternatives in your lifestyle to having to kill animals and treat them like they're not equal to people.
Do you think part of that would be maybe adopting a vegetarian or vegan diet?
Yeah, I actually adopted the vegetarian diet, and I learned from the group that we're involved in at UMass Boston, the animal rights group, that there's a healthier lifestyle to being a vegetarian, and even more so being a vegan, and it's like good for the environment, and we all live here, so why not be healthy and be non-cruel at the same time?
Persia White, star of the TV show Girlfriends, spoke out saying that the pain of these animals is unimaginably serious.
Veal crates, gestation crates, and foie gras are a level of cruelty that is beyond any average person's imagination, and your average consumer doesn't even know how these products end up on their plate.
While I was standing in front of the State House, a representative from the American Veal Association handed me a statement from this organization. In it, the American Veal Association accuses Farm Sanctuary, the sponsoring group of the protest, of trying to, quote, limit and, quote, control consumer choice. But how would the end of such incredibly painful farming practices do this? And more to the point, what about allowing animals the choice to move and eat freely? To learn more about this campaign to ban veal crates, pig gestation crates, and the forced feeding of ducks in Massachusetts, visit www.farmsanctuary.org. And to learn more about factory farming and to see pictures of factory farms, visit www.factoryfarming.com.